A History of Britain, Volume 3. The Fate of Empire, 1776 to 2000, by Simon Sharma. Read by Stephen Thorne. And out you come at last with the sun behind you into the eastern sea. You speed up and tear the oily water louder and faster. Siru, siru, swish, siru. And the hills of Kent, over which I once fled from the Christian teachings of Nicodemus Frapp, fall away on the right hand and Essex on the left. They fall away and vanish into blue haze, and the tall, slow ships behind the tugs, scarce moving ships and wallowing sturdy tugs, are all wrought of wet gold as one goes frothing by. They stand out bound on strange missions of life and death, to the killing of men in unfamiliar lands. And now behind us is blue mystery, and the phantom flash of unseen lights. And presently even these are gone, and I and my destroyer tear out to the unknown across a great grey space. We tear into the great spaces of the future, and the turbines fall to talking in unfamiliar tongues. Out to the open we go, to windy freedom and trackless ways. Light after light goes down. England and the kingdom, Britain and the empire, the old prides and the old devotions glide abeam, astern, sink down upon the horizon. Pass, pass. The river passes. London passes. England passes. H.G. Wells, Tono Bungay, 1909. The country houses will be turned into holiday camps. The Eton and Harrow match will be forgotten, but England will still be England. An everlasting animal.